In China, President Obama's re-election has been greeted with muted relief, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing.
As the vote closed in the U.S., ballots were still being cast in Beijing, at a mock voting booth at the U.S. Embassy's election party. For Chinese students like Lily Zhang and Zhang Weiwen, the novelty of voting was a heady experience.
It was great. The first time I vote for the American president, that's very amazing, and I'm very honored.
So who did you vote for?
Obama.
Why?
I think he's cute.
Even though this is not a real vote, but I feel excited because I have the right. It was very important.
On the other side of the room, guests posed with cardboard cutouts of the two challengers. Throughout the campaign, China's not expressed a preference either way. But a big cheer echoed through the room after the networks began calling for President Obama. It's just one day before China's political event of the decade, a party congress where power will be handed over to a new generation of leaders. Author Zhang Lijia believes the coincidence of timing has highlighted the gap between the two political systems.
There's always a sense of frustration, that also fascination that America, you know, people can have the right to vote their leaders while we don't. But I think the timing made such a frustration more acute.
The excitement about the mock vote stands in sharp contrast to political apathy on the streets of Beijing. Seen from the Chinese capital, the U.S. election is a stark reminder of the elite nature of Chinese politics, reminding many Chinese about the lack of popular participation in their country's future. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.